Chapter 2. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, every one who judgest, for in that in which thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth upon those who do such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, who judgest those that do such things, and practicest them thyself, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads thee to repentance? But, according to thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up to thyself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who shall render to each according to his works, to them who, in patient continuance of good works, seek for glory and honour and incorruptibility, life eternal. But to those that are contentious and are disobedient to the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there shall be wrath and indignation, tribulation and distress, on every soul of man that works evil, both of Jew first and of Greek. But glory and honour and peace to every one that works good, both to Jew first and to Greek. For there is no acceptance of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall perish also without law. And as many as have sinned under law shall be judged by law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when those of the nations which have no law practice by nature the things of the law, these, having no law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts accusing or else excusing themselves between themselves. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men, according to my glad tidings by Jesus Christ. Verse 17. But if thou art named a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast in God, and knowest the will, and discerningly approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and hast confidence that thou thyself art a leader of the blind, a light of those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and of truth in the law. Thou then that teachest another, dost thou not teach thyself? Thou that preachest not to steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou who boastest in law, dost thou by transgression of the law dishonour God? For the name of God is blasphemed on your account among the nations, according as it is written. For circumcision indeed profits, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a law transgressor, thy circumcision is become uncircumcision. If therefore the uncircumcision keep the requirements of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be reckoned for circumcision? And uncircumcision by nature, fulfilling the law, judge thee, who with letter and circumcision art a law transgressor. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither that circumcision which is outward in flesh. But he is a Jew who is so inwardly, and circumcision of the heart in spirit, not in letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.